From San Francisco, California, this is the Rock and Roll Geek Show.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name's Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. Today is Sunday, November 4th or 5th, whatever the first Sunday of November is, and it is 4:20 p.m. We are in Yarmouth, Massachusetts, playing tonight at a place called The Music Room in Yarmouth, which is just outside of Cape Cod. I'm going to walk outside here. It's got a marquee, and it says Handsome Dick Manitoba on the marquee. I think I just locked myself out. Music Room, Gallery and Wine Bar. It's the last show of the tour. I did not do a Rock and Roll Geek daily episode yesterday because I just got busy and was not feeling it, but I'm here now doing the final show report of the tour. Last night we played a place called the Stone Church in New Hampshire, New Market, New Hampshire, something like that. It was a small but enthusiastic crowd. The night JD Cohen was there last night taking pictures. It was a really cool place. It was a stone building. It looked like it used to be a Unitarian Universalist church, you know, one of those kind of hippie churches. But it looked like a building that was built in the 1800s. It was a very fun show. Like I said, it was a small crowd, but they were very enthusiastic. The opening band was Brad Marino, and there was another band opening. I don't remember what they're called. I'm sorry to the opener. But everybody had a good time. Everybody left extremely impressed with Handsome Dick Manitoba's band and Handsome Dick Manitoba. He sold merch. The night before, we played in Holyoke, Massachusetts. And it was a small but enthusiastic crowd. Yeah, that's the way it's been every show. But everybody's smiling. Everybody's enjoying each other's company. Handsome Dick Manitoba is very happy. And I think we have breathed new life into the man. And that's my goal out of this whole thing. We're having a good time. Everybody's loving the band and selling, you know, it's just fun. We're having a good, I'm on tour, motherfuckers. I could be painting houses. The tour's almost over. I was looking online for grinders because I'm gonna be grinding a house when I get back. Can't wait. I'm in the parking lot right now. The opening band, oh God, I don't remember what the opening band is called, but Michael Street is here. He's staying at the same hotel as us. We're staying at the Mariner Resort, which is about, I don't know, about 200 yards from the venue, which is good because I plan on drinking tonight and not driving. It's a nice little hotel. And yeah. Oh, Mike, I'm losing my train of thought here. I apologize. Michael Street's coming tonight. He's checked into the Mariner Square as well. Jim S., the Rock and Roll Toothbrusher, is supposed to be coming back. J.D. Cohen's supposed to be coming back. Cowboy Mike Bell is coming. Looking forward to meeting the cowboy in person. That's going to be a real honor for me. I'll send pictures and post them on the Rock and Roll Geek Facebook group. The crowd I'm expecting tonight, I'm expecting a small but enthusiastic crowd. It's going to be fun. It's a nice little stage. They have gear. So we get to use the house gear, which is a SVT 410 cabinet. And I'm bringing in the rented head. Well, Alex has an endorsement from Blackstar. I may have already said this, but he has a Blackstar endorsement. So SIR, we got all the gear from SIR, and there's a little Blackstar 700 watt head. It's called a Uline 700 or something like that. I use that as the head. Not the greatest tone, but nobody seems to mind. The crowd, did I mention they're small but enthusiastic? Yes. They don't seem to mind the Blackstar Uline. Thank you, Blackstar, for loaning us the gear as well. Go to Blackstar for all your gear needs. All right, well, Yarmouth after tonight. I think everybody's going to party up after the show. Even Alex was planning on drinking. All these guys are clean and sober, except for me and Craig. And so we're all planning on drinking. Hey, what's the name of the band, your band? What's the name of your band?
Oh, our band, 40 Thieves.
40 Thieves. Okay, I'm doing a podcast here. Say hey to the Rock and Roll Geek Show, 40 Thieves.
Okay.
Hey, he says hey. Okay. Now, what do you play?
What do I play? I play guitar.
What, you play the guitar?
Yeah, okay. I play guitar, I sing somewhat.
All right. Have a good set.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
There you go. So, yeah, we're going to be enjoying tonight. After the show, we'll all get together and maybe have a few drinks and cry about the end of the tour. Tomorrow, we head back to New York. Craig and I fly out on Tuesday. And hopefully, we'll have an on-time and safe flight. Then I go up to the mountains until the weekend, and then I go back to work. I see Michael Street coming right now. Let's say hi to the Michael Street before we get out of the Rock and Roll Geek Show. Hi, can I interview you for the Rock and Roll Geek Show?
Why, yes.
You know what a podcast is?
Explain to me.
What's your name?
Michael Street.
Hey, Michael Street. Nice to meet you. What brings you here?
I heard there's a show here tonight.
What kind of crowd are you expecting?
Capacity.
So, there you go. Small but enthusiastic is what we're expecting.
Yes.
You ready to meet the cowboy?
Absolutely. Is he already here?
No, he's not here yet.
All right.
Let me wrap up the podcast, the daily update. Well, there you go. Well, in person from the Michael Street. You started drinking yet?
I already drank, passed out for a bit.
We're good.
Now I'm back for round two.
Yeah, we plan on drinking some tonight since it's the last night of the tour. All right, well, so you want to help us set up and sound check?
Absolutely.
And all that? I'm going through this door right here. All right, friends, thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to the updates on these tour updates. I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'll give you a complete wrap-up, probably. If not tomorrow, tomorrow night. All right, Rock and Roll Geek. .com, etc., etc., value for value, etc., etc. I spun the J. Geils wheel, and up came something from Nightmares
and Other Tales from the Vinyl Jungle.
Yeah. Giving it all up. I'll talk to you soon, friends.
It's a rock and roll geek train wreck.